I'm Rick Smith, and this is Labor History in 2. On this day in labor history, the year was 1989. At 1:05 in the afternoon, a massive explosion rocked the town of Pasadena, Texas, near Houston. The explosion was so large it registered a 3.5 on the Richter scale. The disaster took place at the Phillips Petroleum Company's Houston Chemical Complex. The Pasadena facility produces plastics. The fire started when highly flammable gas was released from an improperly connected valve. 23 workers were killed. More than 300 more were injured. The Houston Chronicle described the devastating impact of the explosion, writing, "Entire buildings vanished as a huge black smoke plume billowed skyward in an almost apocalyptic vision. Homes as far as 8 miles away were damaged." After the explosion, the company rebuilt its facilities. A year after the disaster, Tom Gentry, president of the Oil, Chemical, and Atomic Workers Local 4-227, thought the company could do more to improve workplace safety. He told a Chronicle reporter, "The company still uses outside contractors with less safety training, and workers become tired because of bare-bones staffing. At the time of the explosion, there were 905 company workers and an additional 600 contracted employees who worked at the facilities. OSHA found multiple safety violations. The company eventually came to an agreement with OSHA and paid a $4 million fine. In 1999, another explosion killed 2 workers at the Pasadena facility. The next year, yet another explosion killed 1 worker and injured 71. The company continued to hire contracted employees. After the third explosion in 11 years, Joe Campbell, secretary treasurer of the paper Allied Industrial Chemical and Energy Workers International, said, "The company continued to hire contractors who have little or no experience working in a volatile workplace."